Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
That clip we just played. Talk about legends. Obviously, Joe Gibbs.
Yep.
That was Jim Vance and George Michael interviewing Joe Gibbs after the Super Bowl.
Wow.
I mean, just an incredible collection of talent across multiple industries. And for Joe Gibbs to say, just take me right now, is pretty damn incredible, saying how much this one meant. I believe we have Coach Gibbs on the line with us right now. Let's talk to the legend. Coach, thank you so much for taking the time. 30 years ago today, you were holding the Lombardi Trophy.
I can't believe the time goes by that fast, but I got to tell you, it was a thrill. And, we had everybody on a Zoom call here, all the players, and we just had a ball thinking about it. And it's all the memories that you take from that. And so many of those took place in practice, the crazy things that happened at camp. You know, putting Jerry Rome's bike on top of the flagpole, or, you know, me stepping in on Wednesday night, our best practices. And I remember I stepped in the huddle one night, and, man, I got a whiff, and it was, you could tell, it was beer. It was a beer whiff. And I backed out of there, and I turned to Bugle, you know. And it was Bugle's guys, you know, that all those linemen and everything. Russ Grimm heading the crew up, and I turned to Bugle and I said, those guys have been on a beer alcohol deal this afternoon. This better be the best practice we've ever had. He grabbed those guys and he threatened all of them, and it was one of our best practices we've ever had. But crazy things like that happened. Brian, I still remember our Super Bowl practice. I talked about it with the guys the other day. Brian used to run plays, and he would volunteer to run plays against our defense. And we're getting ready for the Super Bowl. And honestly, he is calling them out. He's calling them names, and he's running up. They're trying to kill him. And I cut practice short. I cut practice short in Buffalo. I said, we're going to kill each other here. So anyway, it's all those crazy memories. And also, we talked about our fans. And it's just great for me to get a chance to visit with you guys and celebrate this.
Well,
that
Coach,
Super Bowl.
I couldn't wait. You know, JP kept saying, can you think Coach Gibbs come talk? And I told him, every time I reached out to you or talked to you, you've always been gracious with your time. And I want to say thank you, because I think for me, watching you prepare and watching how hard you did, it made every one of us want to work. And Charles Mann told me to ask you again, what is a tough sucker? Because everybody we played against were tough suckers. But, you know, just I hear people talk about the 87 Super Bowl, and when we talk about, I think back about the 91 Super Bowl, you believed in working hard no matter what. You wasn't going to change anything because, oh, the Super Bowl is coming up.
No, that's true. And I really did believe that being outside in all kinds of weather and practicing every day in it, I did feel like it conditioned you to play well, particularly late in the year. Because, as you guys know, those last 6 weeks in Washington, you can get some cold, cold weather.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to go out there and fake it all the time. I'd go, hey, let's go. It's Redskin weather. We'd all be freezing. But anyway, I believed in it. And actually, when I went back the second time, Dan said, do you want us to build an indoor facility? And I said, no. I said, we're going to be outside. I believe that was the best way to prepare. And I really think it paid off. But anyway, awesome thoughts and all those memories and everything. For me, I felt like I was the one that enjoyed everything and had all the memories. But every time we get together with the guys, all the players, we had our reunion here and then we had that Zoom call. Every time we get together, Brian can kind of tell you this, it's everybody. I just think we had an unusual group of players and I enjoyed it so much. And it was intense and you are working hard and you're staying up late at night. But I think, you know, it in the end, to get a chance to have an experience like that and win a Super Bowl, it's one of the greatest things that man can create.
But, Coach, I got a question. I'm still, all these years, 30 years later, and you mentioned it the other day, I still don't know where the hell did we stay the night before the game?
B's been talking about this one all week. That you stayed downtown, and then the night before the game.
We were downtown, but the night before the game, they took us out on this journey. I would say journey, because we riding through a field. All I see is snow. We finally get to this building, and I'm like, what? But it wasn't no such thing as thinking about leaving out after curfew.
I think it was about a 45-minute ride. And I started hearing you guys on the bus. And I'm on the bus with you, and I started hearing you guys going, where are we going? What's the deal? And it wound up, I had our travel group, you know, pick that place. I just said, make sure it's away from everything. And believe me, it was. And I told you guys, after our meetings, I did. I slept in the next day. I think I slept 10 hours because, you know, the game's at 6 in the evening. But it was one of the, and we always did that. I always tried to get you guys away the night before because, hey, there's so much action and everything going on around the Super Bowl. I felt like it was important to get away a little bit and have our last meetings.
Coach, I got to ask, that year you guys started like you were shot out of a rocket. You start 11-0. You have 3 shutouts in the first 5 weeks of the season. At what point did you know? Because you at this stage of the game, you already had 2 Super Bowl rings. When did you know, okay, I've got a team that can win this thing?
I got to tell you, what happens with teams, and we've all been on teams that kind of get it and grab it, and you get a feeling. And I had such confidence in our players. You know, we had about a group of about 10 of the veteran guys that were a part of our kind of our player group that I kind of leaned on. But all of a sudden with football teams in particular, you kind of get a feeling, hey, listen, this is a good team. It's got a good feeling about it. The guys are great in the locker room. And that's where you get guys telling jokes and joking and playing pranks on each other. And it really is a feeling. And then all of a sudden I start getting the confidence as a player and I mean, as a coach, and you just start saying, hey, we're pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, it's something you kind of capture. And it doesn't mean the same group of guys, like that 87 Super Bowl we talked about, had it. That group had it. The very next year was one of our worst years. You know, we struggled. So it's like teams kind of capture it. And when they get it, they're hard to beat, you know, particularly if you got good players and we had good players. There is a feeling there. And all of us that have been on teams, you know, you kind of get it. Hey, we're pretty good.
Coach, did it? Was it the when I think back to the days with you, and even watching you now, when I run into you, you have this kind of psychological method, a way of trying to get people motivated. You always told us how good the other team was and things of that nature. We knew we were good. We knew you cared about us, but you always told us that. Did you do that to kind of motivate the guys?
I think it was kind of maybe my way of getting ready. You know what I mean, Brian?
Uh-huh.
I coached under Don Coryell, who I think is one of the I was fortunate enough to play for him. Most people think he should be in the Hall of Fame. And I was there with the Cardinals and with the Chargers with him. And that was kind of his way, but he was much more intense than what I was. Uh-huh. But he literally hated the other team. And he was going to come up with something, you know what I mean? But it was true, and he believed it. And I kind of always felt that way myself, too. You're thinking about who we're playing, what's all the reasons you need to win this game. And I think that probably carried over a little bit with me because I felt like that was the best way to get ready, you know. And that's why I was so paranoid of any of us making statements in the paper or anything, because the way that to get the absolute best out of a real good athlete is to give him a reason why. You know what I mean? And if you give him a reason why, they're going to – and so that's the reason why I think making any comment or negative comments about the other team normally comes back to bite you. And so that's kind of the way I grew up in sports. You know, you're kind of getting ready to play the other guy and you don't like him.
It makes sense. We're talking with legendary Hall of Fame, 3-time Super Bowl winning coach Joe Gibbs here on the 30th anniversary of the 1991 Redskins Super Bowl thumping of the Buffalo Bills. And coach, I got to correct you on something. You said the next year wasn't very good. You still went 9-7 and made it to the divisional round of the playoffs.
I think standards were higher than that, JP.
I understand that. The standards were Super Bowl then. It's still pretty good. I just wanted to point that out. Coach Gibbs,
it was pretty good. I remember it being worse than that for some reason.
I wanted to ask you this. If that 91 team, and there are statistical analysis that have said they are the best, if not one of the best, Super Bowl winners ever, if you look at all the numbers and crunch them up and compare them, how would that team fare in today's NFL with kind of the pass-first mindset and no more mauling the quarterbacks and just how different things are?
Well, I think the NFL is constantly changing. And, you know, in comparing teams, that's why it's so hard. When I watch the game today, the colleges are spread. A lot of them are spread offense, and they're four wide receivers at times. And so that's kind of the rage right now, but it will change. And the NFL is always changing, and the coaches there, obviously the best in the world. And so I would say it's why it's hard to compare, you know, a team today or with a team in the past. It's hard to do that. I just felt like, you know, I do feel like that team, you know, I think there's a lot of stats that go with it that say that was one of the best teams to ever play in the NFL. I think our defense limited the opponent to 224 points or something like that. Yeah. And, you know, our defense led us. I told the guys the other day on the phone, I always feel bad. And I apologize to the defensive guys because it seems like when we look back and talk about those teams, we talk so much about the offense. But that defense led us to those Super Bowls, those four Super Bowls. And our special teams, Brian, being a big part of that, that's the heart of your team. Those are the unselfish guys. Those are the guys who are sacrificing. I stood on that sideline, and you watch a guy cover a kickoff for 50 yards, or you watch a guy back there getting ready to take a punt, and he's got 11 guys going to try and kill him. There's such... I think you admire courage so much. And I think as fans, we love it too, because we're watching it play out on the field. And it's the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat is played out in front of us. But what football did, it tests you mentally, physically, it tests you all the way across the board. And it's one of the few things in life that does that. Mm-hmm. I used to tell the players, I said, hey, you guys are the luckiest people in the world. You're getting paid to hit somebody. And, you know, we admire, and we had awards. We had crazy kind of awards to award the toughest guys on the on the teams. Can I say the word leather balls?
Yep. I got that award
on our show.
Yeah. Now you got to tell us what it means, though.
Let me say this. So we came up with that, and what it was, here's what the deal was. It was the toughest award that you could get on our team. The one we respected the most, because every coach had to vote for you. It had to be a 100% vote. And what it was, you know, we gave out a little award. It was a little leather pouch with two balls in it. And those guys would hang it around their neck and go, and they just, you know what I mean? It's something where it's hard to explain to people. How do grown-ups get all excited about stuff like that?
It's an award.
You know, I had the awards with the Lazy Boy chairs. You know, the defense, offense, and special teams got to sit in the Lazy Boy chairs, and everybody else sat in those hardback chairs. Guys would kill for a Lazy Boy. Human nature being the way it is, isn't it amazing to you know, guys that are making $600,000 will kill for $150. You know what I mean?
It also speaks to your ability as a master motivator.
Yeah.
For younger fans that don't recognize the level of dominance that year. And Coach, I've been calling them the Redskins all day because that team was the Redskins. You played the Lions twice that season, in the season opener and the NFC Championship. The Lions were damn good that year.
86-10.
They went 12-4. They had Barry Sanders, arguably the greatest running back of all time. You guys beat them in two combined games, 86-10.
What happened, we had a tough time with the, really at that point, was the spread offense. We talk about the way the NFL changes and for a while there, if you guys remember, it was the run and shoot, which basically today is spread, you know. And, man, they got after several teams the year before. I was really worried about it. And we did a real study. And, again, it's our defense. Richie, Peggy, Torrey Peck, all those guys, and Emmett. We did a study of that run and shoot. And they did a great job of coming up with a scheme against that run and shoot. And you're right, they had Barry Sanders and a heck of a football team. We probably played, I would say, when we were there, I think we played, for some reason, we played Detroit almost every single year. Mm. And for some reason, it wound up being our best game for the year. And remember that one time, I think we were down 20 points or something in the fourth quarter. And came back with Jeff Rutledge and
I remember that,
won that game. Yeah, I mean, it just seemed like we, you know, and Wayne Fonts was a good friend of mine. And I used to kind of apologize to him. I said, I'm sorry, Wayne. Seems like you bring out the best in us every time we play you. But anyway, it was that, and it was all the hard work and preparation, getting ready for the year, and then all the crazy things that happened, you know. Hey, you brought up something, Brian. I got to mention this. So the little sayings that I used to have, I used to think that kind of went by the board. You guys missed all of it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had, you know, I do have naturally, even today, I go tough sucker.
Uh-huh.
Okay? You're a tough sucker. And then I used to say when I got upset, I would say, I got the reds.
Yep.
You know what I mean? I would just say, I got the reds. And then the other thing I used to say, you know, Coryell used to use this one all the time, snot-nosed. He's a snot-nosed. He's going to get after your butt. And so all those sayings, I would think, a lot of things I would say in the meeting room, I figured that went right over their head. They didn't get that. Every single time I would go out on the field, and I would hear them out there, and they'd be running wind sprints or something, and it'd be somebody like Doc Walker going, I got the reds. I got to tell you, I got the reds. Right? And every time I thought I slid one by them, mm-hmm. the collective mind of those guys, they figure you out so quick. That's the reason why you, as a coach, there's no way you could ever fake something or be a phony. You just got to be yourself. Because those guys, they're going to figure you out, buddy.
Well, Coach, I'll say this. I'll say you had a way of making people want to follow you because every time we talk every week, I tell JP about you said the keys to winning. If you score 3 touchdowns and kick a field goal, you'll win those games. That's 24 points. And if you can take every year, take 24 points and you compare it, you'll see that a team is, if they score 24 points every game, they're going to have a winning record. And that sticks with me today. And I'm sure a lot of different people don't like to hear me say it all the time because if I see somebody score 15 points, I'm like, well, you know, you shouldn't expect to win. You didn't score 3 touchdowns and a field goal. And you said that too.
Well,
selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I think the other part of our players were super smart. I mean, if you go right across the board with our guys, they were smart. And I think the first thing when we looked at the draft, it went character first, was always first. Because if you miss there, the person's going to get in trouble on the field and off. It was character first, and then it was being football smart, and then it was being physically tough. And that means even quarterbacks, our quarterbacks were tough dudes. You don't win with a quarterback that's, I mean, those guys had to be mentally tough. And we talked about that, too. But just your football team in general. And, you know, Brian can tell you, our guys, that was a smart, smart group of guys. And I'll tell you where that carries over. That carries over into the giveaway-takeaway ratio. Just give you an example. I think the one record that may never be broke was in 83. We had a plus 42. Plus 42 giveaway takeaway ratio.
Crazy.
And those teams in 91. I'm not even sure what it was in 91, but I'll guarantee you it was good. And in other words, that ratio means you took the ball away more on defense. You intercepted it. You got fumbles, and you took it away. And you don't give it up on offense. You know. And so that ratio means a lot. You can look at that, and it gets kind of passed over quite a bit, but. Those teams were football teams. They understood football. You know, how do you win in football? Just what Brian said. You know, if you turn that thing over a couple of times in a game, you're going to have a real tough time winning a game. And so it's those principles that I felt like those our guys really understood football, and they played that way. They understood. A quarterback, the best decisions he makes many times is when it's not there. I don't have anything. You know what I mean? Now, you're going to throw it away, or even sometimes you may even take a sack, but you're not going to give that thing up. And so our guys understood football.
Hey, speaking with legendary Washington Redskins coach Joe Gibbs, three-time Super Bowl winner, Hall of Famer. Coach, this time next week, the team's going to have a new name. I think we all understand kind of the evolution of things and life. Will that be a little bit bittersweet for you, or are you ready for kind of this next chapter of the Washington football team?
I think it's two things. Will it be a little bit? Yes. Bittersweet, yeah, because everything I had, I grew up in North Carolina. The only football team we could get on TV was the Redskins. I grew up kind of never thinking I'd ever have a chance to coach them. And everything in my house is Redskins, and I think everybody there that's a fan, that's part of our history. But also, I think for our fans and all of us that love the Redskins, I feel like I'm the biggest Redskin fan in the world. And we're going to, whatever that name is, we are Washington football fans. And we're going to get behind it. And I think right now with Ron being there, I really feel like Ron's the coach that can get us going. We just need to get the things around him that helps him. And they think about all the things they went through the last 2 years, the fact that, you know, he went through the physical things that he had to go through. And then we get quarterbacks hurt, all the things that happened to our team. So anyway, we're going to rally, all of us, whatever the name is, we're going to rally behind that name. We are Washington football fans. I think it's the greatest sports franchise in the world. I believe that. And I think it's got a solid base of fans that love that team. It's the only thing that unites that city. It's the greatest city in the world to be a part of it. I love that. Mm-hmm. I love the fact that, you know, you go in 7-Eleven in the morning, they're yelling, "Hey, coach," you know what I mean? Way to go. It's that camaraderie and the feeling of the town. And I don't care what the weather was, that place was going to be packed when we were there. We just need to get back and get going. I think we all feel that way. And so I think we got the organization right now. I'm excited about what's being done. We just need to get the players and the pieces around the team right now. And I think we're all going to live and die with it. We're all going to be pulling our guts out. So,
well, Coach, man, enjoy the day. Happy anniversary to you. I thank you for everything, and continued success in NASCAR. And one day, if you need me to come drive, just call me up. You know I love to drive fast.
I can tell you this. I would never put you in a car. with your guts, it would probably be on the wall pretty quick.
Coach, thank you so much.
Brian was tough, too. Thank you, guys. Hey, thanks for having me.
Appreciate
thanks
you, Coach.
All the fans. We're all excited about the new name. Let's go.
All right.
Thank you. Thank Take you care. So much.
And tell Chris I said thanks, bro.
You got it.
All right, Coach. Guys.
Thank you very much. That is the legendary Hall of Fame Super Bowl
talk to the coach
winner. I would have sat here for 3 hours. Just incredible. Incredible. Yeah. Tremendous interview with head coach.
You put me in a
Joe
car
Gibbs.
With Denny Hamlin, we ended up in the wall too.
I don't think you should drive a race car either. I will defer to Coach Gibbs.
They built for the wall.
We'll open the phone lines up, 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. Coming right back. All righty. You are listening to B. Mitch and Finley. If you missed any of our interview with Hall of Fame head coach Joe Gibbs, correct that problem. Podcast will be out bottom of the hour. You can listen to it on the Odyssey app. Just hit the rewind button. the feedback from the interview has been tremendous. Larry G on Twitter says, after that interview with Joe Gibbs, I'd run through a brick wall for him. Thanks for that.
Tim, and that's why we played the way we did, Larry.
Tim Jones says, God bless Joe Jackson Gibbs. I could listen to him talk for hours. Thanks for having him on this morning. That was great. John Buchanan, I mean, I've gotten a million of these. John Buchanan says, great to hear the coach again. It had been a while. His enthusiasm for the team really comes through. I think everybody should thank Brian for getting that done. I'm not sure how much media Joe was going to do, but Brian reached out to his media team, and it was special, man.
Chris Heline,
thank you very much, Chris.
Chris is a good dude, man.
Chris is a good dude. And just, it was, I feel like the first kind of question, which you didn't even ask a question, you just thanked him. I feel like there was a chance he could get a little dusty in here.
You mean that my eyes are going to start sweating?
Yeah, I think there was a chance.
I'm glad you brought some things in to make me get away from that. I don't know. I told him, I said, dude, I remember when I was younger, and I remember my dad a few times talking, getting emotional, and I have some older people, and I'm like, what the hell is wrong with them? And as you get older, when you start talking about great moments in life,
sure,
that emotional thing, it's not just a laugh all the time. You might laugh, but you got tears coming out your eyes. It's weird. You know, and I'm going to tell you, like, my dad was special. That man right there told me, he said, look, I'll give you this first year. Then after that, you're going to have to battle for a job. You're going to have to fight for it. Don't nobody give you anything in this life. And when he allowed me that first year, I did some things to help stay. But, hell, after that, thank you. And every time I got out on the field, whether it was with this team or another team, I was thanking Joe Gibbs for giving me that first time. And it jump-started me. So, hey. Got to do it.
I mean, just what he's been able to accomplish. You talk about a legend, 3 Super Bowls,
Daytonas.
Comes back, goes to 2 playoffs in 3 seasons. I know it was 2 out of 4, but he went 2 out of 3 years. The amount he's won in NASCAR. I mean, I just pulled up his bio. He has won in NASCAR. He's won the Daytona 500 4 times. He's won.
And that's their Super Bowl.
Right. He's won the Series Cup, which is the season long joint, 5 times. And he's won the Xfinity Series, which I think is kind of like the developmental series.
Mm-hmm.
He's won that twice. He's in the NASCAR Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
How many NFL Hall of Famers are in another major sports Hall of Fame?
No, no, not many of them.
I can't. Unless, like, Dion's not in the Baseball Hall of Fame, is he?
No.
Like, Bo Jackson's probably not either just because of the injury.
Yeah.
Now, there might be some folks a long time ago that I don't know, but.
I remember one time talking with Denny Hamlin. This is the genius of Joe Gibbs. As he said, he always said certain things to us, and he had those little awards and things of the nature for us, and guys would work for it. I was talking to Denny, and I say, he has 3 different drivers. How does he keep everybody happy? You know, money makes a difference to people.
Sure.
And he said, well, imagine Cody, Landfill, and Brock. They're my drivers. Cody and Landfill have their contract. Brock is up this year. Coach Gibbs is going to do this. Whatever he gets, they all 3 get. You stop people from fighting each other and start working together. So they know Brock has to finish some good stuff this year so he can get top dollar because they're getting it. So when you talk about a team in NASCAR, they block people and everything else. So Cody and Landfill are racing their asses off, blocking people. Brock's going to win. They want Brock to go from, let's say it's a $5 million contract he's making for the year. They want him to get 5-5. Theirs 4-8. His was 4-7. They going to 5-5 with Brock. So next year, nobody's mad. Now, 2 years later, Cody's coming up. Brock and Landfill racing again, because you know what? Whatever Cody gets, Brock and Landfill get.
The man
is a genius because all he did was keep – he has guys in an individual sport who somehow think they're a team. They ultimately are, but they go out there and they race as a team because they know me helping him is going to benefit me too. Dude's smart, bro.
Incredibly smart. Phone lines are packed. We're going to the phones. When we return, we got Gary Clark coming up at noon.
Yeah, I should ask him about that one, too.
I'm going to ask him about cursing you out. That's what I'm going to ask him about.
He curses out the whole team.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Kurt Gouveia. We played golf with him this summer at the Beezus tournament, at the MGM tournament.
Yeah.
Gouveia, cool, man.
Gouveia was Gouveia cool.
Used to, every year,
he came on the radio with us.
Yeah, he used to come every year, and he'll do the roasted pig like they do in Hawaii, dig the hole in the ground and everything. Off the chain, brother.
What do they call that? I've had that in Maui. Pig roast? Is there more of
a name? Pig roast.
Okay.
Well, I just got a text, and I showed this to JP. This is how Coach Gibbs was so clever. So I got an actual itinerary of that weekend for Super Bowl, starting that Saturday. And when it got to 8:45 that night, it said, buses depart to new hotel. Didn't tell us what hotel we were going to.
Tell them what it's labeled.
It's labeled not Super Bowl. It's labeled playoff game number 3. The man didn't even look. Regular old game, and this is what the thing that Jamie said. He said, "Look at the Super Bowl itinerary. Notice how we called it playoff game number 3. There's no mention of Super Bowl anywhere in it. Coach wanted it to seem like any other game. Ho hum, just another playoff game. He was pretty savvy, I guess. The man was he was super intelligent. But I look at that part right there about bus departs to new hotel." Nobody knew where the hell we were going. Nobody.
Probably went to Canada.
Dude, I don't know where we were, but we damn sure wasn't downtown anymore. And it was in the middle of a pasture, I can guarantee you that.
Let's get some of these phone calls in here. Let's go to Kenny. Kenny, what's up, man?
Hey, good morning, B. Mitch and Finley. Thank you guys so much for this call. Listening to Joe Gibbs just now... It makes my whole year as a fan, and it's the reason why I hang on. It's the reason why, you know, I embody this team in everything that they do and everything they go through. B. Mitch, I do have a question. In all your years with him, did he ever curse? Did he ever lose his cool?
You know what? He's gotten agitated, but I've never seen him curse, never heard him curse. And I remember one time they told me, they said, man, he never curses. And I remember we were losing the game to the Eagles, and he came in, and I was like, he gonna give us one today. He came in and he flipped over they had the oranges and stuff at halftime.
Yeah,
he flipped over the table and he hit me with the gosh, darn it. He said, you guys get over there and figure it out. Me and the coaches, and that's when they changed. I remember telling you when they changed up the plays, and we ran 5 plays the rest of the second half. But he never ever let a curse word go, and I'm serious. There were times when we could see him, he had the Reds, and he never, ever let a curse word fly. But there was one young man out there could have gotten him there, and we'll be talking to him right around 12 o'clock. Gary Clark.
You claim that Gary Clark is crazier than you?
He said the other day, he said, Gary went up and down the sideline, cursed everybody, and he cursed me too. And I told him, all right, Gary, you went too far. And it did later, and Gary, he knew it. The thing about, he knew when Gary made a mistake, nobody had to say it to Gary. Gary knew. And he knew to let Gary get all this, whatever's out, and then coach would go talk to him, and then they were good after that. That's when I knew that man was special, because most coaches hold grudges. It's a moment. It's a situation. You're going to have those emotional outbursts, and you let it go. But Coach Gibbs never, ever dropped any curse words.
Let's go to Richard down in Noakesville. Richard, what's up, man?
Hey, guys. Thanks. Thank you, Brian, for getting Coach on. That was awesome.
Appreciate it, brother.
My brother and I was at the 92 playoff game at RFK, Atlanta.
Yeah.
And rainy, cold, nasty. We were right behind the wall at the end zone that Gerald Rich scored in. And you saw something come out of the stands. I thought it was a Frisbee. And all of a sudden, all these cushions started flying, hitting the ground. And the security guy in the end zone was kicking them to the back to the wall. And I was having to say, can I get a couple of those? He reached out and got a handful, gave me and my brother a handful of them.
Wow.
And he started passing them out. People were coming up, can I get one? Who didn't get rid of theirs.
Hope you still got them.
That was a great memory. Awesome game, man.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it, man.
And it was, I know Charles, when he was talking to the junkies, he said somebody started doing something in his own. That was Ron Middleton doing the dance. And that first seat cushion came, then the rest of them come. Tell you, best sports moment ever. Just like the actual being in the moment watching that was even better when we walked out for the Super Bowl and I saw all those little flashes going off. Those seat cushions, man, that overwhelmed me right there.
Well, and think about, for whatever reason, that Falcons team, even though they had gotten their ass kicked in RFK Stadium in early November, 56-17,
yeah,
that Falcons team showed up talking so much S.
MC Hammer shooting the video on the sideline.
Remember Jerry Glanville somehow got a hold of a Redskins helmet and held it up in their huddle before the game? Yeah. And all you did was kick their ass one more
time. They say, too legit to quit? Well, we made you quit.
See ya.
They scored 24 points in two games. We scored 80-something points in those games.
I mean, just such
think about that.
A dominant team. Let's go to the MGM National Harbor listener line one more time. Talk to Natty. Natty, what up?
What's up, guys? Nazi here. Thank you guys for the great interview with Coach Gibbs and just the telling of stories and everything. I'm a young fan here, only a senior in college, but I mean, I got a little teary-eyed hearing the stories that you mentioned Coach Gibbs said, and also seeing the documentary as well that the team posted, seeing everybody, you know, ecstatic about the team and us just being on top of the world, and just makes me think, like, will we ever get to that point where we're potentially in Super Bowl contention or, you know, make a long playoff run? I just hope that happens, because it would be one of the best days of my life if it ever happens.
I hope so, too, man. And you know what? I love getting that call from a college student, because I know, listen, I know there are a lot of dudes that probably are checking out today, a lot of our younger listeners, and I hope you can stick with it and listen, because I think you're going to enjoy it.
I don't think you should check out. I think you should listen, because it's one thing about when you – the thing that motivated me in life
– every time, anniversary.
Every time I hear about how great something was, when I'm getting involved with it, I want to know every damn thing about it. Because you know what? If I could, I would want to interview every person to find out what made it go properly. You know, that's why Monty Coleman, when we get him on later, because that dude was a hell of a resource for me as a young dude coming in here, making my first Super Bowl when he was going to, what, his fourth? You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so his talking to me kind of made me understand what was there, what I needed to do. And I think every young person should look at it the same way, even especially players on the team. That is why the teams that you see, past, present, future, sticking together, those are the teams that stay good for such a long time. We lost something somewhere along the way, and we got to make sure we get that connection back.
Lamphill, you're going to like this. Ready? This is from Tony Chaz on Twitter. He says, B-Mitch blocked me on Twitter a while ago, but I just wanted to thank him for getting Coach on air. Brought up a lot of memories from watching football with my pops as a kid. Sounds perfect to me.
Why I blocked you, Tony? See, Tony coming in with that one, I might have to bring him back on. Tony, make sure you send JP your stuff so I can know exactly who you are, and I'm going to let you back in. This is the first time I've ever let somebody back in.
How about that? We're making miracles happen.
Yeah.
Another guy that makes miracles happen?
Who's that?
John Leahy. Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.